Hello, friends. Thank you so much for being here. This is the George Real Estate Group podcast, which is a production of our live weekly radio shows hosted on multiple radio stations here in Hendersonville, North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group serves Western North Carolina and Upstate South Carolina, and it is a privilege to share positive news about our local real estate market and community. Thanks so much for subscribing. And of course, if you have any real estate questions or if we can help you in any way, be sure to reach out. Visit us at georgerealestategroupradio.com for more information. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here on the Q every Monday morning, sharing with you positive news about your local real estate market and community. Grateful to be here with you and hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you're having a wonderful rainy Monday morning and excited to be here with you, sharing with you about the local market and excited to have with us one of our regular special guests, Jim Rawlings with Quality Home Consultants. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And grateful to have you with us. And Mandy Green, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to jump into this conversation because this is about home inspections, septic, and Jim, you're such a critical part of our team when we work with our clients that are buying and selling and the services you provide. But before we begin, just a quick market update. The average single-family home price over the last 12 months in Henderson County is at 526 and change. That's actually a 7%+ appreciation in the past 12 months versus the previous 12 months. The previous 12-month average price was at 490. Now we're at 526. And you might say, how is that possible? Because we have had a drop in the number of homes selling, but it's not significant enough. Actually, the number of homes selling is still outpacing the number of homes available. We've had a 13%, almost 14% drop in the number of homes selling this current 12 months versus the previous 12 months. However, the low inventory levels, we only have 247 active single-family homes in the market in the entire county, single-family homes. Now, this doesn't include condos or townhomes or land. We're using single-family homes as a barometer. And again, all those numbers are reflective and similar. The condos, the townhomes, the land. I mean, similar appreciation, similar units in the sense of like how many units are selling versus not selling. But the market's still moving. And we know the market moves because life happens. And because life happens, real estate happens. And we're honored to serve our clients through real estate. You can give us a call at 828-393-0134. You can find us online at realestatebygreg.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We podcast all of our live radio shows. You can find that on your favorite podcast platform. But Jim, so grateful to have you here with us this morning. We're grateful for the work you do for our clients.
Well, I appreciate you calling us.
Well, we mentioned your company. You've done over 35,000 home inspections in your short career.
That's right.
Yeah. mean, and that's been, you started back in the 90s, doing this, and you have a background in construction, which really serves so well. But tell us about your company. Tell us about your team that you have at Quality Home Consultants.
Sure. Thank you. We have 8 inspectors, and all of our inspectors come from the building background. Some of them are general contractors. But in this state, you can actually get a home inspection license if you go to a 2-week school. And then you go to their online course, and then you're a home inspector. But we choose not to hire those guys.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, we hire the guys that have actually put houses together. So they understand when they come up to a house that was built in the 1800s, nothing's to code. So they understand, well, this is not to code. And they understand why things might still work, even though it's not to code. So understanding the building trade is important to us as far as hiring inspectors, but we've got a great crew, 8 home inspectors. We have 5 septic crew members. We have 3 septic trucks, and we take care of everything from start to finish. So if you call us and you need anything done in real estate short of an appraisal or a survey, we got you, and it's all in-house.
You find mostly you're working with buyers and sellers, or also people that are just focusing on maintaining their house, like, say, radon. You know, I know we have a lot of new people moving to this area. They may not know that, the radon situation here.
Yeah, we mainly buyers and sellers, but we do have some folks that will come in and ask us to check their radon or check their well, water quality and stuff like that. And, you know, we service their septic systems. So some folks are moving, you know, everybody is wanting to move to Western North Carolina. And they move from a place that's all city water, city sewer, and they have no idea what a well or septic system is or how it works. And we'll service those people and we'll educate them on how to use their systems.
Yeah, educate us a little bit, because I remember when we first moved here, you know, coming from a more urban, you know, when we had a well, my mother from Atlanta said, "You're rural." And that was a word I wasn't sure I wanted to identify with. But the well turned out to be really great quality water for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Western North Carolina's got great water. I prefer drinking well water. You don't have all that taste of the stuff that they put in it. And we rarely have any issues with water quality here. So it's good. And also quantity. You know, most of the wells that we, you know, properties that we find that have plenty of water on the property.
Well, we're so blessed, aren't we?
Yeah. And again, great point, Mandy, that because it's not just our clients and people buying and selling in the real estate industry that can call you guys. Again, it'd be really fascinating to actually, I don't even know this number, but the amount of septic tanks in Henderson County versus sewer, you know, city sewer. I mean, you and I both should know that number.
But I should know that. And I've been told this number statewide on how much there is, but you know, I forgot it. And I came ill prepared.
But there's probably more septic owners than there are city sewer you know, customers.
Yep. And there's more houses being built with septics than without. So,
And so let's talk about what would be common maintenance and maybe some myths about, you know, should you pump it out? Should you?
We need to know this. This is because you want to take care of this before you need to take care of it, right?
When you need to call us, it's too late. It's doing something that's not supposed to, because you won't know that it's not working until you know.
Yeah. And the only reason you'll know is when something's wrong.
Yeah. And it's either coming back into a bathtub or coming out of the ground outside.
Oh,
and
gross.
It's just nasty. Yeah.
What's the best maintenance for a septic system?
The best maintenance is every 3 to 5 years to have it pumped. And so if you're a household of two, go every 5 years. If you're a household of four or six, do it every 3 years.
And you guys do that, or you guys come and see that it needs to be done?
We do it. Yeah.
Oh, you do it?
Yeah.
So you're the one-stop shop.
We are the one-stop shop. Yep.
I love that.
So we also have a maintenance, a septic maintenance program. So for as little as $15 a month, we give you additives to put into your septic tank. And that takes care of adding bacteria to the septic to break down all the solids. But it also eats the fats, oils, and greases that will stick up on top and also get into the drain field. And so it'll help protect your drain field. So it's for $15 a month, we can send the additives to you. And, you know, there's other levels to where we actually have somebody on site once a year opening it up, taking a look, cleaning filters, to making sure that your septic system is working properly.
So for $15 a month, you're going to mail these things that we're going to then put in there, and then you're going to show us how to put it in there?
Yep.
Is that hard to do?
No, you just flush it.
Oh, it goes from inside the house?
Yeah.
Oh, now we're cooking. Yeah. Okay, now I'm ready to get signed up.
You don't have to do anything outside.
Let's put this one on the auto draft.
So also, for that $15 a month, every 3 years, you get a free septic pump. So
oh, wow. Wait, say that again?
Yeah. Every 3 years, you get a free septic pump.
If you do the $15 a month thing?
Yep, yep. And And we will call you and say, hey, it's time for your septic pump. So for your clients, you know, if they get onto this maintenance program and, you know, they buy the house and then 3 or 4 or 5 years later, oh, we've been on Quality's septic maintenance program. We flush these things every month. And we have them come out once a year, and they give us a free pump every 3 years. You know that septic system is a lot better than the folks that are just saying, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I haven't pumped it in 20 years.
Oh, yeah. And so, $15 a month, that is just, you know,
yeah,
and that you can just handle it.
Yeah. And we also give other perks. So if you have, for the same $15 a month, if you ever have an issue, like on a weekend or something, we have an emergency call fee, and that's waived. And then any repairs, 10% off. So,
wow.
So it's like a no-brainer. We have a $20 a month program and a $25 a month program, and that gets more into us physically coming out every year, opening it, cleaning filters, putting it back, bearing
so
it back.
Different levels of service. Yeah. It's so fascinating. Again, to your point, like, it's out of sight, out of mind. People don't think about it. And it's funny, you know, when we go to sell people, help people sell their homes, or people help people buy their homes, it's usually like, it's not even in their mind. And so we highly recommend, just like we highly recommend the home inspection, the pest inspection, the radon inspection. I mean, we're also discussing septic inspections. And it's like, for a lot of people, it's never even crossed their mind as what?
Yeah, when we do inspections, we're not only pumping them out and making sure that they're working properly, but we give them a map of the location and instructions
on schematic on it.
Yep, and how to use it.
And that is so helpful. And then some people, you know, because we're in the mountains, my husband always is saying, you know, we have this limited drain field or something like this. And so, you know, we cannot let the septic
fail.
It cannot fail, because if it fails, it's going to be bad news. And I would think a lot of people are in that situation. They don't even know they're in that situation.
And they don't know where it's at. So there's a lot of times they're driving right over it. And
oh, no. Yeah. That can't be the thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's not. And they're doing it. And we've been called to come out and pump a septic system. Hey, it's backing up. And we arrive and they say, oh, well, come on in. And we're going, okay. And
the tank lid's inside the
house? Inside the house.
Oh, my word.
One was in the living room, and one was in the kitchen.
No.
Yeah. Where people just add on and add on to the houses. Yeah. I mean, that's
without permits.
Without permits.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then there's a lid in the kitchen floor. We lift it up, stick the hose in through the kitchen floor.
That's a story.
That is a nightmare.
So, you know, these folks should have had a home inspection.
Right.
Or a septic inspection.
Before they bought the home.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. And then, again, the things you don't know till you know. I mean, like, and again, these home inspections. And it's so critical. Buying a home is one of your biggest financial transactions you'll do in your lifetime. And to have, and again, a real estate agent advocating for you, but guiding you through the process, and then, you know, bringing you into the equation and helping discover. And by the way, this is whether it's an older existing home. This is also true for new construction, too. I mean, new construction home inspections are just as critical as a home inspection on an existing home.
Okay, so tell us why that is, because that seems like if it's new, you know, we should be good to go.
So, yes, most of the time. So I've seen things on new construction home. They're getting ready to close. They're getting ready to move in next Saturday. And I go into the crawl space and I'm looking at everything. And there's a gas leak. There's a gas pipe that hasn't been connected and it's just flowing into the gas, going into the crawl space.
Oh, wow.
I've seen houses that were 5 years old that went through the county inspections. And one was in Creekside. It's over off of 191. The master shower was never connected to the main drain line. So after 5 years, I go down there and there's 5 years of shower water in the crawl space.
Oh, that is giving me a bad feeling.
Yeah. Either like rotten floor joists. Oh, it was bad. Yeah.
So mold and things?
Mold and rotten floor joists. Yeah. It was a big, big, big deal.
Wow. Yeah, and it's so interesting. Again, these are, again, real estate agents have a certain level of obligation to make observations, but these are things that really, unless you have a home inspector, you're not going to discover it. And most homeowners have never been in their crawl space, let's be honest.
I mean, you have to have a special suit and everything to get into this. Yeah. You know, nobody really wants to do that. You know, you might take your flashlight, like bend over there, like, okay, looking good, you know, but that's not the same as what you guys are doing.
No.
You're suiting up.
So we
sliding under there with all the things under there
with creepy crawlers. All,
yeah, yeah.
We so as a home inspection company, we will do the initial home inspection, and here's a program that we have that is good for your clients. And then we have annual maintenance inspections. So for home inspections, not just the septic. So we'll come back every year and we'll do a limited inspection. And part of that's going into the crawl space to see if anything has changed, see if there's water getting into the crawl space or if some flashing is coming off a deck or something and water's penetrating or you're getting termites or something like that. And every year we go out and inspect the house and give them some maintenance advice to keep their house in tip-top shape. But when they're ready to sell, they're going to call you back and say, hey, we had quality inspections, do our initial home inspection. They've been here every year for the last 5 years doing a maintenance inspection. and I'm ready to sell. So now you have the first inspection, and then you have annual inspections all the way up, and you can just lay those out, and your house is pretty much pre-inspected.
It's like a certified pre-owned car. I mean, it's like, again, the maintenance records, I mean, and again, the inspections you got, and that's where, I mean, for our listeners, obviously we talk every week about, you know, working with our buyers and our sellers, but the thing I hope listeners hear this morning is they can call you. You don't have to be buying or selling to call Jim Rawlings at Quality Home Consultants. I mean,
and you might even want to be calling him before you are buying and selling, because then you get to have this record of maintenance, because honestly, anybody buying a home, just the comfort of knowing this home has been well maintained. Because, you know, the thing is, you can remodel a kitchen, you can gut a bathroom and upgrade whatever, but to know the house has been maintained.
Well, one annual inspection, you know, I keep telling you these horror stories.
But yeah, tell us all the horror stories. So tell us everything.
I was in the attic, and I could see this black smoldering piece of plywood. And this is on probably a 6-year-old house. A chimney sweep had gone in and cleaned the chimney with a brush, and the flue is a metal connected flue. It came apart, and they were having fires, and it was burning the plywood in the attic. So they were a fire or two away from a house fire.
Wow.
$200 saved their house.
Wow, and maybe their lives.
Yeah, maybe their lives. Yeah, but you know, it's something that they would never have known until their house is fully on fire.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, these stories. I mean, like, again, it speaks to any maintenance, right? Like, you should go to the dentist, get your teeth cleaned. You should go to the doctor. You know, like, you want to maintain, like, you take care of yourself. You want to take care of your home, and you should have your home checked out regularly. If you're not doing it yourself, which I know a lot of people do and can, but, you know, for majority of people, like, I'm not able to do that. And you guys have the eye to look for what's necessary.
We've done inspections, home inspections, for general contractors. They're general contractors are buying a house, and they said, you know, we build houses, but we don't know everything to look for. We're still hiring you guys. And we've surprised them, saying, oh, well, I wouldn't have seen that. So it's a service that even general contractors can use.
For sure. And just like Noah said, you know, you're going to go to the doctor. You may feel really good. You may be taking really good care of yourself and eating really well, and you know, but it's always good to get a second set of eyes on it.
Well, talk to an expert.
Yeah, an expert. Exactly. Talk to an expert.
We actually have a document. When you buy or sell real estate, we actually have a document where a buyer or a seller has to actually literally sign that they've waived a home inspection. It's that critical. It's not required. North Carolina is an as-is state. Sellers are not obligated to do it. Buyers are not obligated to do it. But the North Carolina Real Estate Commission, in the documents, through the board, they actually have a document that says if a buyer or a seller's not doing a home inspection, it's that critical that they actually have to sign and acknowledge that we're choosing not to do it.
It's like against medical advice.
That's right. I mean, it's so critical. Against AMA, right? But Jim, we're so grateful to have you here with us, and we have a whole second half of the show coming up, and we're going to continue this conversation. This is so helpful. And Mandy Green, grateful to have you here with us this morning. And to our listeners, you're listening to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here on the Q every Monday morning. If you're thinking of buying, thinking of selling, there's no pressure, there's no cost, there's no obligation. We'd love to have the conversation. We'd love to help you in any way we can, and you can call us directly at 828-393-0134. You can stop by our office at 2720 Greenville Highway. You can find us online at realestatebygreg.com. And we're here every Monday morning right after the 9 o'clock hour on the Q. But stay tuned in. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here on the Q every Monday morning, sharing with you fun stories. This morning, some fun, fascinating stories about the real estate industry. And actually, during the break, we actually saw pictures of, and Jim showed us some of the pictures of some of the stories that he talked about this morning. If you're tuning in for the first time ever, we actually podcast all of our shows. So if you missed the first half, you can subscribe to our podcast later and hear some of the stories we're talking about. But grateful to be here with you. Grateful to be serving the community through real estate. We have an incredible team in place at the George Real Estate Group. We serve all of Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina as well. So if you're thinking of buying or selling or even a career in real estate, we'd love to have the conversation. You can find us online at realestatebygreg.com. You can stop by our office at 2720 Greenville Highway. You can call us directly. And again, grateful to be here with you. I was sharing, and again, just some of the quick market update numbers. The market continues to move in Henderson County. There's been almost 1,450 plus single family homes a month selling in the last 12 months. It's 120 some homes a month selling. There's only 240 active homes on the market. The shocking thing that you might find is the average available home price in Henderson County is at $845. The average available home price in Henderson County is $845. That's shocking. I know the thing is, it doesn't mean there's not affordable homes available. The average sold price over the last 12 months is at $526. It's just that those homes are moving so quickly. We're still seeing multiple offers. We're still seeing bidding wars with our team, with our homes that we're selling. We've had a lot of incredible success through our agents and helping our clients accomplish what they're looking to do. If you're curious, we have a tremendous amount of inventory. Surprisingly, again, the inventory levels across the county seem low. Only some 240 active single-family homes on the market. But if you want to see our inventory, go to realestatebygreg.com. You can see our featured listings. We have a number of incredible properties, homes, and land available. You can check them out. Grateful to have Jim Rawlings here with us, Quality Home Consultants and Septic, and we've been having the conversation. I mean, when buying a home, again, it's fascinating. North Carolina is an as-is state. Sellers aren't obligated to do anything. Buyers aren't obligated to buy it during what's called the due diligence period, but that's why it's so critical. It's such a critical piece of the process is the home inspection and then all the other additional investigations and services. And Jim, we've shared with our listeners before, again, 35,000 plus home inspections, which is just a significant number to comprehend.
Just in Western North Carolina. So it's not like we started a company outside anywhere else. It's just in this community. So.
Wow.
Which I think is important to highlight because, this is a unique area. We're in the mountains. It's different than in a more urban area, correct?
Yeah.
The nuances.
I was born and raised in Southern California. And general contractor in Southern California, and so we had earthquake stuff, and but we didn't have like wind codes or
or how about the water issues here versus
because it rains like 8 inches a year in California, so except for the last
until
week.
Last week,
yeah, they got it one day. They don't get any more rain the rest of the year
for years. Unbelievable. But again, that's a great point to bring up, Mandy and Jim. The these are 35,000 home inspections here in Western North Carolina, and the nuances of what that means here. And your incredible team, I know you shared earlier about the team that you have in place. I mean, it's an incredible group of home inspectors, and you said the backgrounds of a lot of them are general contractors.
Yeah, and all, you think about 35,000 home inspections. Everybody says, I guess you've seen it all. We've never seen it all. When we come across a septic system that's in somebody's kitchen, there it is.
How do you handle that? I mean, do you just kind of play it cool, like just another cup of coffee? Like, amazing.
Not surprised.
This is great. We don't even have to get our feet wet.
I'm not surprised. We can do this one in the rain. Right?
It's like indoor job.
But as a home inspection company with 35,000 plus home inspections under our belt, we see enough to where that, a lot of other companies won't know what to do with it, because there's a lot of odd things out there. And our guys are, if they haven't seen it, chances are that one of the other seven have. So it's good to have a crew like that and somebody to lean on if with experience.
So are these general contractors, they're coming to you because they're kind of done with the general contracting aspect of their career? They really like the home inspections, or what's the draw there for them?
Well, one of them went through 2008 and everything crashed. So couldn't be a builder anymore because he wasn't making any money. So that was his experience. Another one just was done working, trying to keep subs and employees and stuff like that. And we actually have one of our newest inspectors. He's not new. He had a multi-inspector firm in Texas, and he had 10 inspectors working for him. And he moved out here, and he was going to start doing stuff on his own, and he found it a little tough to break into the market and didn't want to have to hire his guys. He said, man, I'd I'm going to work for you. And I said, okay, yeah. The experience was there. We showed them, you know, what little differences there were between Texas and North Carolina to go to, you know, your point. But man, you know, the experience that he brought, it was, he taught us stuff.
And he's getting to get back to the thing that he really loves to do, right. His zone of genius being the inspector.
Yeah.
Not having to manage the inspectors, let's say.
Right. Yeah. And he's like a mentor to some of the other inspectors because of all his experience.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys just in Henderson County or are you in Polk and Transylvania and Haywood and Buncombe?
All of the above.
Nice. How far out do you go?
We'll go to Wolf Laurel and we'll go to the South Carolina border.
Okay.
Working on Greenville.
Okay.
We're working on getting some licenses for South Carolina. We'll go to Rutherford and we'll go to Brevard. So
awesome. Yeah. So you stay up the mountain and you're working your way towards Spartanburg, Greenville counties too, because we have a lot of people moving up here from there. And even likewise, people moving from here down there, you mm-hmm. know, be closer to family, kids and things.
It's a little cheaper. And
slightly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's even true from Buncombe County to Henderson County is about $100,000 difference. And then you're looking at another $100,000 difference over the line in mm-hmm. South Carolina. It's again, it's all relative. But mm-hmm. yeah, a lot of people are commuting. Actually, a lot of people, you know, have mm-hmm. jobs and work here in Henderson County and they live right over the line in South Carolina. It could be Spartanburg or Greenville counties. It's
not a bad commute. You know, we have a lot of clients because we have clients in South Carolina. So Greenville, Spartanburg counties, a lot of clients there. And so, you know, and also up here as well. So that'll be good.
Depending on the day, it might take you longer to get to Asheville than Greenville.
That seems to be the case.
That is a true statement.
Right.
So let's also talk about radon. We have a few minutes. Radon is another component that a lot of people don't realize is a very critical piece of the home inspection process as well.
Yes. So many people don't know this, but the cutoff for radon is 3.9 and lower. So if you have a 3.9 per liter of air radon level and lower, you're okay. If you're 4.0 and above, the EPA recommends that you mitigate it. So the fun fact is that Henderson County is the highest in the state.
Yeah, and by the way, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer next to smoking.
Right.
Wow, so it's a silent killer.
It is. Right. It's a real thing, and it's this radioactive gas that it comes from the decay of uranium in soil, rock, and water. It's colorless, odorless, tasteless, and it's really undetectable by human senses. That's why it's so critical. It has nothing to do with whether you're buying or selling, but it comes up in the conversation when people are buying or selling. And for a lot of people, it's the first time they've ever even heard of radon.
Totally. And it doesn't mean you have a bad house. It doesn't mean you're in a bad location if you have it. There's nothing wrong with the house. It's not mold.
Right.
Right. So, you know, explain that part, because I think a lot of people think, oh, gosh, it's going to be this is a bad house because it's easy to mitigate. Right.
Right. So I've in all the experience that we've had, I have never found a house with a high radon level that's not been able to been fixed and fairly.
They can be mitigated.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is a broker in Hendersonville that built a house and had us do a radon inspection. And his house came at, guess what number?
3.9?
250.
Whoa.
And four is considered the
four is the
250.
Acceptable level. 250. They fixed it in one shot.
Wow.
So, you know, it's...
is that because it's up against a mountain? I mean, what is the most likely situation?
It's the
this?
Granite underneath the ground, right?
It's the uranium in the soil.
Yeah, it's the uranium in the soil. And the other fascinating thing is, which is, I hear this all the time, you know, your neighbor... I hear this. My neighbor had low radon tests, so I don't have it. Or, you know, it has nothing to do with next door. It's literally what's underneath your home. And it has also nothing to do with whether you have a crawl space or a basement or a slab. It can be in any type of construction. It's not just
in basements. Oh.
Yeah. It's less likely in a well-vented crawl space, but it's there.
Yeah.
So again, whether this has nothing to do, you shouldn't wait to buy or sell a home to discover if you have radon. And,
right.
and that's something you guys test every day.
We do radon testing, water testing. We do termite inspections. You know, and another thing we do is if somebody is getting ready to sell their house is we'll do pre-listing inspections.
Oh, now that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's it'll save them a ton of money. You know, first they get to take care of whatever we find before they put it on the market. And so they have.
And usually at their, you know, you can control the. It's the time. You know the saying. You can't have What is the, you can't have quick or fast or cheap. I mean, you have to, again, if you need it to be done quickly, usually you're paying a lot more money. And if you're in the constraints of a contract or timing, so if you get your home pre-inspected, you can take your time getting the quotes, getting, lining up the contractors. You're not under that time crunch of having to pay a premium because of, hey, we got to get this done, versus you're, if you're anticipating selling, maybe you're 3, 6, 12 months out, go ahead and get the pre-inspection done.
For so you can, sure, because so from get a ahead of negotiation it. Standpoint, you have well, so much right. more leverage when you, especially when you already know what's going on with the house. If you already know that you have something that's about to fail, it's better to know that and ideally fix it
or just disclose it.
Yeah, disclose it. I mean, either way.
Many times, we'll do a pre-listing inspection, and a realtor that would have used us anyway says, hey, we were going to use them anyway. Let's just use that one. And then that really cuts down on your time.
You Absolutely. Know,
that and the folks that already have a home inspection done and they get their own home inspection, if the buyer comes and sees a home inspection laying out in this part of the part of your listing, and they go through it and they see that it needs a new roof or something like that, they'll say, okay, I'm going to make an offer for this much money. I know that it needs a new roof and it needs all this. You guys come to an agreement. How can they renegotiate a roof now?
You're not getting beat up twice as a seller. You can go ahead and the price can be reflective of the condition, which it should be anyways, but it's not like, oh, we negotiate a price and then we do a home inspection. Oh, by the way, then we're going to come back, you know, with our hands open and expecting, you know, you to negotiate. But it's an interesting, it can be productive and it can be advantageous for a seller to have, you just have an advantage.
Yeah, well, and the doing it ahead thing is always good, because then if you want
surprises.
Right, and if you want your appointment at 12 o'clock on a Tuesday, you know, then you're going to get that. Rather, when you wait to the last minute, it doesn't work out so much. Now, what's the etiquette here? You know, so when you're having the home inspector come, you know, do you want the person there and you want them following you around and asking questions during, or do you prefer to go over this afterwards, or what is your preference?
That's a very good question.
I like to know the etiquette.
So I'll tell you, for us, a lot of other inspectors say we don't want to see our buyers until the very end. We don't want anybody.
Don't bother us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't. But for me, it's like, I want to grab your client and say, look, see everything that I see. This is where your main water shutoff is. This is where your gas shutoff is, electrical. Oh, we have an issue here. Let me show you it. And this is not as big of an issue as it looks, because you can fix it this way or whatever.
So you take an educational approach.
Yep.
Well,
really
by the way,
hands-on. I love this.
Because a buyer seeing something on paper versus they're going to see it on paper later anyways, but you're actually educating them and saying this isn't necessarily as big as a deal as you might think it could be, or mm-hmm. Does it have to be? It's not sensational. It's like, look, here's just what we discovered, and you can talk them through it.
Yeah.
So you guys are really confident, because that's what it feels like to me when you're saying, hey, we're going to hold your hand through this. We're going to show you exactly what's going on. You can come with us through the inspection because we're confident, because we have the experience.
Yeah.
You know, we're not intimidated by your questions, because we were already going to explain that to you anyway.
And we're going to stay there until every question's answered.
I love that. And then if they're too busy, they can't be there, something you guys obviously can handle it and wrap it up with them later. But
all right. And they'll get their inspection the next day and have a if they want to have a phone call conversation with us, we can do it that way.
And that's all included.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Incredible.
Wow, that's awesome.
Time flies when you're having fun. And Jim and Mandy, both of you, thanks so much for being here this morning. Jim, what's the best way for people to get hold of you, get in touch, you know, call for help, or sign up for any of those incredible programs you mentioned?
So okay, you can call us at 828-687-7221 or go online to QualityHomeConsultantsPlural.com.
QualityHomeConsultantsPlural.com. Plural.
You don't have to put plural in
QualityHomeConsultants.com.
Yep.
But consultants is plural.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I call that number. What's that number again?
It's 828-687-7221.
And it's not just home inspections. It's septic. It's radon. It's pests. I mean, it's a one-stop shop.
Maintenance inspections and maintenance septic
right.
Programs.
And if you get confused, just come by the office. We'll buy you a cup of coffee at the bakery in Flat Rock.
That's right.
And we'll have some fun,
and we'll get you
hooked up with Jim.
You guys got a great place.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Dangerous place for an office, I joke, with all the food and the bakery and everything. Mandy, anything you'd like to say in wrapping up this morning?
No, this has been awesome. And I mean, 49ers, you guys, still
holding
true. I really think that they were robbed.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm with you.
What a riot. Well, it was a fun game last night. But Mandy and Jim, thank you so much for being here this morning. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in every Monday morning right after the 9 o'clock hour for the Georgia Real Estate Group live radio broadcast. And we're here to help you in any way we can, whether you're buying or selling or considering a career in real estate. We'd love to have the conversation. Give us a call, 828-393-0134. Subscribe to our podcast. This show will be on there later today. And we'll see you here next Monday. Take care.
Hey guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old, and I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you, my family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families, and let's be real, selling your home is a big deal, but with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group has the experience of selling over 1,200 properties and serving over 1,200 families with their real estate needs in Henderson County and throughout Western North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Monday mornings at 9:05 on WTZQ FM 95.3 and 1600 AM or stream online at WTZQ.com.